nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Guarda, cerca, corri. Lontano vola, ansia mercante aspetta lontano vola, piccolo uomo signore del mondo vai.
Thank you.
There are worse ways to end your track than with a Mellotron. Welcome to Cosmic Overdrive number 117 with more Italian progressive rock. I decided to do another episode of this stuff after last week because there is, there is so much more good stuff around. And one of those we started with, and this was a band that we didn't get around to play last week, but of course they can't miss from an episode about Italian progressive rock from the 70s. PFM, Premiata Formeria Marconi. That name always fucking kills me. The track is called La Carrozza di Hans, and it's from their album Storia di un Minuto, out from 1972. And this was actually their first single. I was really surprised to learn about that. And I think, well, it's a almost 7 minute long track. I'm not sure how they put that on the single, or if they were expecting a full-time airplay with this, but it was released as a single nonetheless, actually, even before the album. And PFM, as they are more commonly referred to, are the only Italian band that received some kind of success outside of Italy. Most of these bands are revered now in progressive rock circles, but at the time, outside of Italy, absolutely nobody had heard from them. And PFM was the only exception to that rule. They even made records in English later on, and they played the Reading Festival, and they toured quite a lot outside of Italy too, and their records were picked up. They were reviewed in magazines in Europe and even in America. So as they became the biggest progressive rock band in Italy, and no other band has had the success that they had. And it's sort of a, that especially this album, the Storia di un Minuto, is kind of a blueprint for Italian progressive rock, and a lot of it that came out later borrows heavily from the style that that PFM developed. And like we mentioned last week already, lots of these bands have reformed, and PFM is no example. I think they even made new material in the last few years even. So, but unfortunately, it's the same story. They never play outside of Italy because still not many people know them. I doubt that they would even fill a club like Paradiso here. Probably not. So this is one of the few places that you can hear this stuff on our Cosmic Overdrive. And we continue with the next band. This is a band from Rome, from a record, once again, like last week, the running gag was the band that only made one album, and here we have another one. These guys, like I said, they're from Rome, they only made one album, Dietra una porta di carta. Names, titles. Actually, that's the title of the song, that's not the album title. The album title is Dedicata a Fras. And the band is called Semiramis, and the astonishing thing about this band is that when these guys formed in 1970, which was 3 years before this was released, they were only 15 years old, average. So amazing. If you listen to the music, and I think about the stuff that I made when I was 15, well, you don't want to hear that, and especially compared to this. Anyway, this is Semiramis and Dietro una porta di carta. I need a course in Italian for this stuff. Thank you.
luce. We'll be right back. pace il mondo, in lui rivive l'ansia e la paura per silenzio.
fantastic. Another one album band. It runs through this scene. That's how it goes here. The band is called Museo Rosenbach, and the track is called Della Natura from their only album Zarathustra. And this is one of the most revered albums in that whole Italian progressive scene. It's very high quality, and some parts of it, actually the instrumental parts, always remind me a little bit of Triumvirat from Germany, who would also have that combination of like organ synthesizer and then like those jazzy drums playing in the background. And of course, the vocals are completely different. I'm not too sure about the vocals used here, but definitely the instrumental parts are the same. And I find it a shame that all these bands never did more than one album, because these Museo Rosenbach too, the band released their album in 73 and split up almost immediately after the release of the album. And actually the drummer that you hear in this recording later became very successful in the Italian band Mattia Bazar, and I think he's still there. And so he probably thought, there's no money to be made with this weird shit, so let's do some more mainstream rock. And well, it worked for him. So anyway, the next band, we already played some stuff from last week, but this is one of the few bands that actually made more than one album. And this is from their second album. The album is called Is, and it's named after an old city in England, or England before it was England. It's one of those mythical names. And I think they even made a third album. And as I told you last week, Il Balletto di Bronzo, which is the band we're talking about, they probably got so scared afterwards that they released more than one album that not only did they split up, but they completely disappeared from the scene. It's rumored that some band members are living in Sweden, and a lot of them just can't be found anymore. Nobody has any idea where they are. So if you are in Sweden and you hear any older Italian, older men speaking Italian, then maybe they are the legendary Balletto di Bronzo members. Anyway, this track is almost 16 minutes long, and it's called Introduzione.
Thank you. We'll be right back. riposano nella soffitta buia tra i resti di un tempo che i ricami della luce con la polvere trasformano. Libri e quaderni vecchi e un sogno rimasto a specchiarsi nel tempo tra rovine di un giocattolo. Profumo di colla bianca ritrovato qui, fantasmi vecchi e nuovi si confondono.
Thank you.
And here we have a typical case of missing the boat, so to speak. Locanda della Fate and Profuma di Cola Bianca from their album Forse la Luciole non si amano più. So, that's quite a mouthful. Anyway, this album was released in 1977. And, well, by that time, the whole progressive rock thing was at its end because, well, in 77, punk came along, new wave came along, and all that progressive rock was kind of kicked out, and not many people were interested in it anymore. So by the time this record came out, well, you know, it's like we said before, it was already a limited market, and well, that was kind of the end. The band released a few more singles after that, also in 78, but they decided to call it a day pretty soon after 1980, I think, they split up. And this must be the only Italian album, or the only Italian progressive rock band album that was ever also released on 12-inch on a maxi single. There were a few tracks of the album were made as a promotional 12-inch. So if you see anything weird in the Italo disco section, it may be the 12-inch from this band. And if you see it, snap it up, because it's one of the rarest Italo progressive Italo releases in this field. And the album is rare, but that 12-inch is even rarer, so it's probably worth a big bucks. All this stuff is worth a big bucks, by the way. If you want to find the originals, be prepared to pay somewhere between 500 and 1,000 euros, sometimes upwards from that, for original albums, because they were all mostly released on small labels in very small pressings, and a lot of them have beautiful artwork, have great fold-out sleeves and booklets inside. It's really, really great stuff. But if you, well, if you're not prepared to spend all that, if you're a knakeputzer like myself, then there are lots of re-releases, both on CD and on vinyl as well. There's quite a few of this stuff has been re-released the last few years on vinyl as well. Only sometimes it misses the nice artwork, because well, that's big bucks also to make that. And we're gonna go quickly to the last track, because that's a very beautiful track. It's made by Giuseppe Banfi, also known as Buffo Banfi for some reason. I don't know if he thought that was a more commercial name, but I'm not too sure about that. Anyway, this track, he was the bass player for one of these Italian bands. I've forgotten which one. I think I mentioned it last week in the show, but anyway, he made three solo albums, and the second and the third one were made on Klaus Schulze's Innovative Communications label in Germany. Schulze was also produced it as well, so there's a nice German-Italian connection there. Anyway, this is more synthesizer music, which it should be if Schulze releases it. The track is called Love Magnetic Research, and with this track we're going to end the show, and we're going to end the Italian progressive connection next week. Maybe something completely different, and I hope to see you then. So, goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.